The fruits of labor and the joys of success were on display in the lobby of the Wrangell Medical Center over the weekend. Wrangellites descended upon the area for the first annual harvest fair hosted by the Community Garden Project. Mari Sell is the co-chair in organizing the event. She says she was surprised with the turnout.
You know, this event is truly a celebration of the wonderful growing season that we've had this summer. And it also is just a awesome kickoff to our community garden project. We haven't started doing community gardening yet, but I think that all these vegetables and all this, the fruits and produce here, really give people a lot of inspiration for what the potential is going to be next year.
The fundraising event was a month and a half in the making. Most of the event's planning was done by the Harvest Fair and Standing Bed Committees. Many of the items on display came from Wrangellites who had green thumbs throughout the summer. Maria Wegg is on the Community Garden Project Steering Committee. She says some of the vegetables on display were donated courtesy of the Standing Bed Committee from their gardens at Evergreen Elementary School.
We harvested radishes and Swiss chard, bok choy and lettuce out of those gardens, out of those beds last night. We have those to give away here today. We've had community members bring all kinds of produce and baked goods that we're selling for donations to raise money for the community.
One of those community members who donated vegetables to the fair was Melissa Katie. She donated a variety of veggies from her garden. Katie says she liked her tomatoes the most.
I think the tomatoes are probably the hardest to grow here, so I guess that would have to be the thing I'm proudest of.
Many of the event's patrons, like Britta Schroeder, was pleased with the fact that most of the plants were locally grown.
I really enjoy the different plants that they have here for sale. They don't just have things that have already been picked that you must consume. They also have things that you can plant, take home, and they'll flourish and grow for years to come.
Others, like Rudy Briscar, who just took up gardening, use the fair to pick up a few pointers.
I've never been able to grow anything. I've got two black thumbs. And when we get our beds up and running, that'll be the first time I've ever really tried to grow anything.
Vegetables and flowers weren't the only thing showcased at the Harvest Fair. Some of Wrangell's biggest cooks squared off in the soup cook-off that was judged by members of the Wrangell Assembly. Trudy Johnson was one of the participants. She says she entered the contest after hearing about it from her nephew.
What kind of soup did you enter?
I entered a mushroom vegetable soup.
Okay, how long did it take you to do that?
It's rather, you know, a couple hours.
Overall, 10 soups were entered in the cook-off. Patty Curdy's Italian vegetable bean soup took the top prize. She says her winning entry did not take long to prepare.
How long did it take you to make that?
About 5 minutes. I threw it in the crock pot and went to bed. Gave it it had garlic and onions and pepper. And actually, it didn't take long at all. I gave it the taste test this morning and made improvements, and out the door I went.
The Harvest Fair is just one of many events that the Community Garden Project will hold throughout the year in an effort to create a community garden for Wrangell near the old baseball field and cemetery. They are currently one step away from making it a reality. The group is waiting on the Planning and Zoning Committee to give the thumbs up on a land use permit for the area. The community garden is expected to be up by next spring. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.